This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne. And
good job getting my name right.
Yeah, thank you. Today is Thursday. It's a big Thursday. Can you give me another ding for that, please?
I got to reach over to the bell.
Okay, yeah, no, but thank you. Yeah.
God, you're needy.
Big time. All right, sounds like, okay, good. We got him on the hotline as we welcome you back in. Of course, Cougs.
Good job, Ben.
Cougs, yes, good job, Ben. Cougs in the Final Four. In San Antonio this weekend, they'll be taking on the Duke Blue Devils, 7:49 tip. You can hear all the games this weekend on Sports Radio 610, so we're excited about that. And joining us right now to help break down that matchup, Auburn and Florida, obviously, this weekend as well. He was an NBA center for over a decade, of course, a North Carolina Tar Heel back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and today he is a college basketball analyst for CBS. Brendan Haywood joining us right now on Sports Radio 610. Brendan, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne, good to talk to you. You're a Tar Heel. The Cougs are playing Duke. So you're basically a Coug this weekend, right?
Yes, I am. I'm definitely rooting for the Houston Cougars, the Fighting Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah, the Fighting Kelvin Sampson. So this is a team that kind of gets it done a little bit differently than the standard college basketball team these days, Brendan. In this day and age of NIL and the portal and everything else, the way Kelvin Sampson's put together an older team, can you speak to that a little bit and just the uniqueness of this and what he's accomplishing with this program, especially now that they bumped up to the Big 12?
Yeah, listen, when you talk about getting it done with older guys, and that's going to be more of a wave I think more coaches are going to try to do. With the transfer portal and things of that nature, you got a guy that, you know, he's transferring in. He's a little bit older. He's a little bit more mature. He's been through it. You don't have to teach him nearly as much, develop him nearly as much. I think Coach Sampson has really embodied that, taken advantage of that. And then he gets certain type of guys. You got to love to play defense if you're going to be part of Houston's program. He requires that. There's a certain level of toughness. You know, he wants his guys to be tough. And when you watch Houston play, you see physicality, toughness, defensive intensity every single year. The names change, but the style stays the same, and they're going to need that style if they're taking on, if they're going to be able to beat these Duke Blue Devils, because this Duke team is incredible.
Yeah, Brendan, that's an interesting thing about Kelvin is that one thing that's been fun this college basketball season is Sean and I, Sean's been able to find just an incredible number of college basketball coaches flipping out in press conferences. And it seems like almost every single time it's got something to do with them whining and complaining about kids these days, that NIL is ruining this or ruining that, or these guys aren't tough or whatever. And then meanwhile, I feel kind of lucky because Kelvin Sampson will get testy in a press conference, but it's never about kids these days. Because the guys he has on his team respond to a pretty old school style of coaching. How hard is it to to find those guys and to recruit them and keep them, like compared to maybe the way a lot of other coaches are going about it?
Well, first off, there's a lot of coaches complaining because their jobs got harder.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You pay a lot of money. So what? Get off the podium up here complaining. This kid wants to transfer. Okay, he wants to transfer. Fine. You can leave at any time. We knew that Will Wade was leaving before his team was still playing an NCAA tournament. Like, I don't like that. I hate the double standard that a lot of these coaches have. Oh, they don't want players to do this, so they don't want. But then they want to be able to do whatever they want to do. Listen, the game is different. You can't walk in there with the name on the front of the jersey anymore and think the kid's going to go crazy. It's not that. They understand that now you have to pay guys. You have to make sure that they're compensated. There's different ways that you have to coach certain guys. And, yes, the game is changing. And we've seen a lot of the older guard retire, get out the way, and I'm cool with that. And Kelvin Sampson, to his credit, has done a great job doing it his way, and he gets guys that respond to his coaching. He does a great job of developing a defensive culture and just an overall culture at Houston. Like, look at how far the facilities have come from when Kelvin Sampson first got there to now. Like, dog, like he just has totally upgraded that program, and I love the fact that he isn't out here sitting around crashing out in press conferences like some of these guys crying over spilt milk. Toughen up.
Brendan Haywood joining us on Sports Radio 610. Covers college basketball for CBS, of course, former NBA center joining us here on the show. Along those lines, and Brendan, we'll get into the matchups here themselves in just a second, but as long as you're talking about that, we've seen this, the way this tournament has played out, and it's the four number one seeds, and I think a lot of people are pointing to NIL and the portal as a reason for that. I'm curious your thoughts. I mean, you made two Final Fours at North Carolina. One of them, you were a one seed on a team with Vince Carter and Antoine Jamison. The other, you were an eight seed that people didn't expect to get there. As someone who's been on both sides of the Cinderella thing, so to speak, where do you come out on the argument that the lack of Cinderellas is negatively affecting the March Madness product?
I think people that think the lack of Cinderellas is negatively affecting March Madness don't pay attention to the numbers. Cinderella stories are always good, but when you look at the Final Four numbers, the proof is in the pudding. The fans don't want to see Cinderellas in the Final Four. They want the teams and the names that they know. They want the Carolinas, the Dukes, the UCLAs, like they Florida, they want these teams, Michigan State, they want – listen, this is great. We're about to see great basketball being played.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there might not be as many Cinderella runs because, obviously, the smaller schools, they're getting their really good players poached from them. And so that's going to make it a little bit tougher on the Cinderellas. This is also a one-year sample size, so let's not overreact and say Cinderella is dead. We don't know that for a fact. But it's going to be a little bit tougher on the smaller schools because you look at a team like Yale, well, the guy Danny Wolf that played at Michigan, he came from Yale. Yale's a totally different ball club if he's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe that team can make a run, but now he's at a bigger school. And so we're going to see a lot of things. We've seen a lot of that throughout the course of college basketball, and it's just one thing that we have to look at. And it is going to be tough on Cinderella, but that doesn't mean the product isn't good. I think this is one of the better Final Fours we've had. We got four number one seeds. They're all incredible, and I can't wait to watch this Final Four.
Speaking with Brendan Haywood. Brendan, if you're coaching Houston, if you're Kelvin Sampson, what's your game plan versus this Duke team?
Do what we do. Because what we do is how – the way that they play is the best way to beat Duke. We don't want to get into a track meet with these guys. They have better athletes. We want to slow it down. We want to make the game ugly and play defensive. We want this game played in the 60s. We want it to be just like the Purdue game. We want it to be 62-60.
Mm-hmm.
You want that game played at that type of pace, physical hand-to-hand combat. We're going to pressure these guys. You got to pressure Cooper Flagg. Pressure them. You got to pressure Conklin Upland. You got to get up into their space. Make them uncomfortable. And Houston is probably the best team in the Final Four at making people uncomfortable. And that's how you win the game. You want it to come down to a 1-2 possession game. Duke hasn't played in a lot of close games this year. You get that game in the 60s. The 70s is the highest it can go. and you want it to be a one or two possession game, and hopefully you can make the play.
We're talking to Brendan Haywood, covers college basketball for CBS, former NBA center. Hey, Brendan, you played against some really good Duke teams back in the late 90s and early 2000s. You look at a lot of the rankings through the different computer rankings of all-time basketball teams, and those 99 Duke teams and the 2001 Duke teams are among the best ever. This Duke team is on that list as well on some of those computer rankings. In your opinion, how good is this Duke team compared to some of the ones you played against back in the day?
Oh, I mean, this Duke team is incredible. They're top five in offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency. Yeah. Their best player is going to be number one in the draft, but he gets after it defensively. Mm-hmm. He does everything well, man. On a night where he's not shooting the ball well, you look up there and be like, well, he was 3-for-14, but he had 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 steals, and 3 blocks. And he was guarding our best player all game long. Like, this is an incredible team. You have 3 lottery picks, all competing at the defensive level, they're able to win games in multitudes of ways. This Duke team is just as good as any Duke team that's ever come through Duke, in my opinion.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brendan, okay, so you as a Tar Heel have a unique perspective on this. Sean and I do a little fun. It's a fun segment called 5 Reasons I Hate You that we'll do about opponents' teams. And we've never done one for Duke before. And right now the problem is we've got two.
Well, I got more than five.
Good. Oh, good. I was hoping to get one out of you, but I was like, okay, we got all the standard ones from various people. give us a few from a unique perspective of a Tar Heel, a guy who played for UNC. Exactly, some reasons to hate Duke.
Okay, first of for my perspective, first and foremost. Reason I hate Duke, number one, Grant Hill's been unruly in the group chat this year. I need him to go to sleep. I'm tired of him texting the group chat talking crazy. I need him to get out of here. Reason number two, why I hate the Duke Blue Devils. I don't like their fan base. Never have, never will. Always thought they were arrogant. Reason number three, I played way back in the day against Shane Battier, and I thought that he embodied that arrogance that I talked about with the fan base. So every time I see Duke play, I just see Shane Battier's face. Great guy, just never liked him in that space. He's a very good person. I'll say that again, very good person. Never liked him in that space. Other reasons why not to like Duke. You know what? Never liked Coach K. I know he's not there anymore, but I don't even want the ghost of Coach K's spirit in this tournament to feel good about where Duke is right now. I like the way that Carolina sent him off to retirement a few years ago. My last reason not to like Duke is simply I don't like that shade of blue. Okay, the light shade of blue is the blue that you need. That dark blue, get that out of here. Yes. Okay, we don't need any of that. All right, you need that light blue in your life, okay?
That's really, you know, that resonates with Houston. Yeah. That resonates with Houston, yeah.
Big time. Hey, Brendan, we've only got you for about 30 more seconds. That was outstanding, by the way. Hopefully this is not the last time we talk to you. Who's cutting down the nets in San Antonio this weekend?
I said all that to say this. Are we talking about my heart, or are we talking about who I would bet on?
Give us both.
Okay. If I'm betting, I bet Duke. Okay, they got the best team, the best players, they all play
hard.
But if I'm going with my heart, I'd say Florida.
Okay.
I'd say Florida.
Florida. All right.
That's why I had winning it on my bracket.
On your bracket. There you go. Yeah.
I got Florida.
You'd be excommunicated from Tar Heel Nation if you put Duke in the champion spot on your bracket, right?
No, I'll never do that. I never. I don't care how good they could have 15 pros. I'll always pick somebody to upset.
Hey, Brendan's appearance is brought to you by BetOnline, betonline.ag. Kind enough to give us Brendan Haywood here today. Hey, Brendan, we know we're up against it here. We'll cut you loose. That was a great conversation, man. Really enjoyed it. Keep up the great work, and hopefully we talk again down the road. Talk some Rockets basketball maybe or something down the road.
Hey, Rockets got something special going on, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, appreciate that. All right, Brendan, we'll talk to you later, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take it easy. Yep.
Boy, he embraced that challenge. That was awesome.
He did.
I was hoping to get one out of him, and I thought there might be some hemming and hawing.
You wrote
but he
down,
went right into it. That
Seth
was great.
Seth has a rundown open, so Seth and I can see each other typing things in the doc, and I saw Seth typed, give us one of five reasons to hate Duke. I'm like, this is going to be really good, because if you're a Tar Heel, you should be able to give at least, if he, true Tar Heel, did what he did, which is push us up against the hard out that we have with him at 9:13. Which he did, yeah.
So Grant Hill, unruly in the group chat. He doesn't like their fan base.
Yeah.
Shane Battier embodies the arrogance of the fan base. We're a little dicey there because he did good things for the Rockets.
Yeah.
And yet, it sounds like he said this to Shane Battier's face multiple times.
He said he's a good guy.
Yeah,
you know, a good person.
Never liked Coach K.
Didn't say Coach K was a good person. he caveated Shane Battier, but he said never liked Coach K. The ghost of Coach K's spirit. That's great.
And he doesn't like the dark blue. Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. That's good. Good job, Brendan Haywood.
The Tar Heel blue is very close to Columbia blue and the old Houston H-Town blue and everything
else.
Yeah,
man.
So there we go.
Yep.
I do like, man, and I liked him just saying basically quit whining, college coaches. I mean, it is true. Kelvin Sampson would be the guy that you would think first, like, oh, boy. Guy like that, it's going to be hard in NIL, but he doesn't waste time whining about NIL or anything else like that. He just goes out and recruits players that are going to respond to his style of coaching, and it's pretty cool. It's the same. I always tell high school coaches when a high school coach starts bitching about kids these days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay, well, there's other coaches out there who are coaching the same kids who have better records than you.
That's exactly right.
So maybe quit bitching about the kids and start coaching the kids better.
Yep. Yeah. It really is interesting, this confluence here in town that we've got going on right now of the Texans and the Rockets, and I'll throw the Cougs in there about how important it is to their program. I'll call the pro teams a program for purposes of this conversation, in finding the right kind of guys that respond to, in the case of the Texans, respond to D'Amico Ryan's coaching and desire for that swarm mentality with the Rockets. And I think it's really cool with the Rockets to see, like, Jalen Green in the post-game press conference last night, not the press conference, but in the locker room, talk about the importance of Ime Udoka changing his game around, you know, and kind of being that, he called him the head of the snake. Like, without him, we're just a bunch of talented guys. But with him, we've got this focus now. And now with Kelvin Sampson, and that might be the hardest of the three, because it's 18-year-old kids you're talking about, and going, okay, is this kid seems to be wired this way. Now all of a sudden, Kelvin Sampson's getting guys who are getting their first crack at money now, you know?
Yeah.
Do they still follow his coaching tenets and things like that?
Yeah.
When he gets in there?
And that's a lot of that is just being able to actually talk to kids and understand maybe and get a feel for how they're wired.
Yes.
But it's like qualifying your prospects in sales. Like you just 100%. you don't want to make a sale where you know that the person's got a really good chance of, you know, second guessing themselves and returning it the next day.
Yes.
Like for the really good salespeople, more goes into it than just making the sale right there.
Yeah.
They want to be sure there's somebody who's going to keep coming back, all that. I think for good coaches, especially now, the ability to figure that kind of stuff out matters way more than a lot of the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know, the flip side of it would be, you know, when the Longhorns went through that period where, hey, they had a bunch of five-star recruits all the time, and yet you couldn't translate it into actual success on the football field, or they were five-star recruits that didn't even end up being good college players. There's just you gotta know what you're actually looking for, mm-hmm. above and beyond just the superficial stuff.
No doubt. I saw an interview. I can't remember if it popped up on Twitter or my YouTube, but it was Kelvin Sampson was at a coaching clinic talking to a bunch of high school and college coaches, and he said that if you're trying to establish culture, if you're a passive aggressive person, you will fail. Every passive aggressive coach that he's seen in their management style fails in establishing a culture. You have to be comfortable having really uncomfortable, clear conversations with players.
Yeah. The problem with passive aggressiveness is that the message usually isn't heard to the people that need it the most because they're so blind to that.
Yeah.
Like they're just so clueless there's a lot of things about coaches, the way they communicate to an entire team where like it's all the people hearing the message are the people that actually don't need the message. And
yes.
The people that from a football player's perspective, it's like the whole defense is getting reamed out basically because one guy's a jackass, and the guy who's a jackass is barely awake as the rant is going
Correct.
On. Where everybody else in the team is like, oh, I feel awful about myself. Ah, I'm the worst person alive. Ah, oh, are we really that bad?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. That was fun. So he just basically did our whole segment for us tomorrow. We'll come up with five more. It's Duke. As Brendan Haywood pointed out, only five? We can come up with more. He stole my Coach K.
It's Cooper Flagg just making it. Basically, what's the key to victory? Make Cooper Flagg. I hope he puts up 35 shots.
Yeah.
You know, like have it to be that kind of day.
Yes.
Where all of a sudden you force him into a situation where he feels like he wants to be the hero, except that you're still shutting him down while he's doing that.
I can't wait, man. I can't. It's going to be a fun game on Saturday. All right. Up next, Cal McNair talked to the media at the league meetings this week. We'll let you take a listen. Said the Texans are pretty close. We'll take inventory. Are they pretty close to getting to where the Texans want to go? That is coming up next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.